Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast with your host, Adam Paulus.
Hello and Happy New Year. It's Adam Paulus from the podcast I just introduced with a voice modulation tool. It is actually January 7th, 2010. So let's get started with the news. At the movies, last week at the box office, Avatar was number one again with $68.5 million. If what I hear is right, worldwide is now the number two highest grossing movie all time, not adjusted for inflation. It was followed by Sherlock Holmes with $36.6 million, Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel with $35.2 million, It's Complicated with $18.8 million, and The Blind Side with $11.9 million. New this week at the box office in wide release, Daybreakers, Leap Year, and Youth in Revolt. In limited release, you can see Garbage Dreams, Bitch Slap, Crazy on the Outside, In Search of Memory, Waiting for Armageddon, and Sweetgrass. You may be not surprised to hear that a lot of these are going to be New York and LA only or otherwise limited release movies. Other news. The biggest news started breaking Thursday of another late shift-esque fight at NBC between Jay and Conan, maybe. All sorts of rumors are flying around, many of which involve Leno replacing Conan, Jay's show being dumped altogether after the Olympics, and so on. Naturally, nothing is being confirmed yet, so it might be much fuss over nothing, but we won't know for a while, unless the press release comes out tomorrow. What we do know is the new owners of NBC are meeting with a bunch of shows, and who knows what that means. Spider-Man 4 is likely not coming out anytime soon, as reports this week have said the movie will be bumped from its May 6, 2011 release date due to some sort of production delay. On the other hand, the Thor movie will be inhabiting this release date. Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, the fourth movie in the series, will be released May 20th, 2011. Back to the Future, a slick for a 5-disc Blu-ray collection, has surfaced with a July 2010 release date on it. If it's real, that's pretty awesome. George Lucas appeared on Comedy Central's The Daily Show with Jon Stewart this week to promote his new book, Blockbusting, and talk up who's watching what in the way of Star Wars' prequels and cartoons. Great stuff. If you missed the interview, you can check it out on Hulu or see the video clip on the Entertainment Earth blog at blog.entertainmentearth.com. Discovery Communications, Sony, and IMAX all got together to announce plans for a 24/7, all-3D HDTV network, possibly launching as early as 2011. Also, ESPN 3D has been announced as debuting this June, with at least 85 games broadcasting in 3D within the first year. It's worth noting the Consumer Electronics Show is this week, and all of these things are coming out as what many are calling the year of 3D. Of course, being old and crotchety, I don't believe it, but we'll see what happens. The Jeff Dunham Show on Comedy Central has not been picked up for a second season. Pepsi Throwback, the sugar beverage, instead of the high-fructose corn syrup beverage, is returning to stores briefly this year in a new white can. Also, Mountain Dew is coming back in a similar retro packaging from many years ago.
Toy news! Your toy news this week. Venture Brothers, the big toy news is this. Biff Bang Pow got the license to do figures and bobbleheads. Specific products haven't been announced yet. Warning guarantee, employees of Entertainment Earth, maybe even this one, are involved with the development of this exciting toy line. Stay tuned for more. Swell!
Go Team Venture!
Anyway, what else do we have for you this week? Oh, surely there's some other exciting things in the new year. Yes, there are! Mass Effect 2 figures are being made by DC Direct. Series 1 will be released in September, and it will include Shepard, Grunt, Tali, and Thane. 1970s style busts of Superman, Christopher Reeve, and Wonder Woman, Linda Carter, are also due in September. Each will be around $72.99. Transformers! A really big leader-class Bumblebee prototype has surfaced. While not confirmed by Hasbro yet, it certainly looks legit. Expect a late 2010 release date. Also, the Transformers Collector Club revealed their next exclusive, Shattered Glass Cyclonus. Basically, it's an orange and red Cyclonus in the colors of Hot Rod. Pretty cool. Diamond Select Toys also announced a new upcoming Sunstorm bust. Minimates fans, take note, vehicles are coming, including a Back to the Future DeLorean time machine, a red jet of Art Asylum's own design, and a Terminator Hunter-Killer vehicle. Wow! Well, I assume wow, they look neat in the pictures. WWE, Mattel shared information about 7 assortments of action figures for the new line, including the likes of CM Punk, Triple H, Big Show, The Undertaker, John Cena, Rey Mysterio, Matt Hardy, Goldust, MVP, Shawn Michaels, and many others. Too many to list here, really, but if you check out the case assortments on Entertainment Earth, you can see all the breakdowns and everybody and all that stuff. G.I. Joe. Test shots of the new His Tank and what seems to be a new Vamp have surfaced. These appear to be much larger than previous versions of the vehicles, and of course, we do not have the release date yet. But they're pretty sweet, and also some nifty Jurassic Park branded Awe Strikers are showing up. So the future looks bright, everyone. New at Entertainment Earth! It's amazing, it's fantastic, it's the Entertainment Earth action figure stands. They're in stock now. Choose from clear or gray disc stands. Each pack of 25 is only $9.99. The interactive R2-D2 has also been restocked, letting you give voice commands to everyone's favorite beeping robot that isn't Helper. Also, our year-end sale has been held over by popular demand. Be sure to take advantage of these great deals today. That's all for this time, boys and girls. I have been your host, Adam Paulus, who you can follow on Twitter at twitter.com/EntEarth. And if you're crazy excited about the Venture Brothers stuff, I would suggest following EntEarth as well as at BiffBangPow. That's the BiffBangPow. And you can find out all about the latest happenings from BiffBangPow, which should be exciting. I can't talk about much yet about Venture Brothers, but I'm pretty excited, and you should be too. Anyway, I'll see you guys all next time. Check out our blog, blog.entertainmentearth.com. Have a great weekend, and Happy New Year!
This is like Christmas, my first BMX bike, and meeting the cast of Firefly all in one.